Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
On this edition of The Mark White Show, we're sharing a remarkable story of kindness, courage, and connection, one that reaches from the Gulf Coast of Alabama all the way to New Hampshire. When Foley resident Bethany A.G. saw a Facebook post from a mother desperately searching for a kidney donor for her 17-year-old daughter, Bethany didn't scroll past. She took action. That decision would change two lives forever. Bethany is also a proud member of Chickasaw Nation, became a living donor for a young woman named Jennifer Frost, giving her the chance to live the full and healthy life that she had been fighting for. Today, my friend Bethany joins me to talk about that incredible journey. She's been on The Mark White Show before, and what led her to say yes to the experience of donating and the beautiful bond that's been formed between her and Jennifer. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Bethany.
Hey, Mark. I'm glad to be back.
Always glad to have you, my friend, and I do want to say publicly that I appreciate what you did for Jennifer and what it means to the family. I've really enjoyed being able to see the friendship that has formed by you being willing to be a kidney donor for her.
Yes, and let me say this, like, thank you for all that you do, because actually after we did our show, which I looked, we did the show in November, they actually heard our podcast, and that's the reason that they reached out to me originally before the surgery, because of our talk, they said, you know, she's going to donate this kidney. And they could hear my excitement that I was going to get to do this. And so thank you for that, because that really kicked off our bond and getting to meet before the surgery and getting to talk before all that happened.
And that's really great to hear, because yesterday I was talking to a young man and he was sharing that in his particular situation, the donor wanted to remain anonymous. And so that happens sometimes. But in this situation, I'm glad that you could connect and get to know Jennifer and her family by being a donor. So that is something that's special that you're able to hold on to through your sacrifice of your kidney.
Yes, they are such a sweet family. We've gotten to know them. We actually spent 4 or 5 days with them last month. And so just getting to even be around them more, it just is a special thing, because like, it's just a bond we have that you can't have with anybody else.
So I had shared the post about Jennifer, and then you had a cousin that had also shared the post. Take us back to the day that you saw that post from Jennifer's mother, and what made you stop scrolling and decide to take the next step, Bethany?
Yes. So I was just, my cousin, Sarah Kate, had shared it, and I was just scrolling, and I stopped, and I read the story, and, you know, Jen had worked really hard, and she had a field hockey scholarship. She was a senior in high school, and then all of a sudden, her kidneys weren't working, and I was just thinking, like, man, I had a great high school experience. So being a senior, playing sports, hanging out with my friends, like, was so fun. And then after that, going off to college, you know, that's when you make a lot of your lifelong friends. I mean, you just have some responsibility, but not too much. And you just get to like learn how to kind of be an adult. And it just was such a fun time for me. And I was just thinking, here she is about to start life. And, you know, she can't because she's on dialysis. I learned when we were with them that like she missed graduation, she missed dances, she missed things that, you know, a lot of people get to experience because she was in the hospital or she was too sick. And so I just was thinking, I have an extra kidney and I can do this and I can give her hopefully a long, happy, healthy life with my kidney. And so I clicked the link and then the rest is history.
Now, Bethany, you mentioned before that this wasn't your first time applying to be a donor. So what kept that desire in your heart even after the first opportunity didn't work out?
I guess just thinking like more, the more I've learned about it, you know, you can live a healthy life with one kidney. And I just reading some other people's stories, I was just thinking, you know, I have this opportunity to, I'm healthy. I have an opportunity to share. And so I guess the Lord put it on my heart and then he saw it through.
What was the process like from the time you filled out the form to the day you found out that you were a match for Jennifer?
So, yes. So the process for me was I clicked the link. I did get an email back that said, you know, thank you for your interest. Like, we're keeping you on the list. The post did get like 4,000 shares. So they did have quite a bit. So then after that, probably in July, I got a call from Boston Mass General, and they were like, hey, are you still interested in being, you know, a kidney donor? I was like, yes, I am. And so in August, I started doing some tests here in Foley. And then when they came back good, they're like, okay, well, we'd love for you to come to Boston to do all the testing. And I was like, okay, great. So in October, I went to Boston and I did, you do like a CT scan, you talk to a psychiatrist, you meet with the nurse practitioner, they go over all the different things that will happen if you are a match. And then I want to say October 14th, I got the call that I was a match. And then from then, it's just the time frame of when your recipient either can do it or when their levels are where they need to be. So for us, we did it in January of this year. So we flew out to Boston December 29th and the December 30th. We did all of our labs, and that's when I actually got to officially meet Jen. She happened to be a couple floors above us doing labs at the same time. And so that was really fun to get to meet her. And then we stayed in Boston just in case, you know, weather, sickness or anything. We just stayed in Boston and then we had the surgery the 7th. I actually only stayed in the hospital one night and Jen only stayed in the hospital four nights. So we both did really well from the surgery. And then I had to stay in Boston for 10 days after the surgery to do labs before I could fly back home.
Now, clearly, your husband, Jackson, had to be brought into the conversation about you donating a kidney. How did Jackson and your family support you on this journey?
So, yes. So, I talked to Jackson. I showed him the post, and I was like, I really want to, like, donate my kidney. I'm going to apply. And he was like, okay. And then, you know, then it gets real when you're actually like, hey, I'm going to get on this plane, you know, because that was kind of our conversation of, like, I'm not going to waste Boston's resources if I'm not serious about giving this. So our conversation was, when I get on that plane to go test, if I'm a match, I'm a match. Like, we're not, it's not a yes, yes, maybe. And then it's, oh, you're a donor. And then I'm like, oh no, like that was set in stone before I got on the plane that was going to be it. And, you know, Jackson is, oh, he's such a great husband and he is so encouraging. And he could see, you know, we prayed about it and we had conversations about it. And he was like, you know, like it's as safe as most things that you're probably going to do. And so, yeah, he supported me. And I'll say this, it's kind of funny. I always say, if you really just want to do something, then just do it and tell people later. Cause if you tell people before, you're going to get their opinions and it might sway you. So we actually didn't really tell hardly anybody till after I was already a match. And we just surprised them that I was going to donate my kidney. So, but afterwards, a lot of people were a little bit shocked and then like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. And then I think when it set in, they're like, that's awesome. Like, we're really proud of you. You know, you're going to be doing something amazing. A lot of people were very, very supportive. And so that was great.
What was it like for you, Bethany, to hear those words that you were a match?
It was honestly really exciting. I don't know. I just felt like I was supposed to give her my kidney. So then the anticipation of like, am I a match? Am I not a match? And then when they called and my coordinator at Boston was amazing. I went back and saw her when we were in Boston a couple weeks ago. And so she was just so happy that I was a match as well. And she just knew also that I was going to donate. I wasn't going to back out. And so it was really exciting. Like I still get excited to think, you know, I was able to do it.
Obviously you were in great health because if you only spent one night in the hospital, that's pretty remarkable. Walk us through surgery day and what was going through your mind as you were preparing to give Jennifer this gift of life.
We had to be at the hospital really early. We were the first surgery. So we got there at like 5 a.m. And so, you know, Jackson got to stay with me till it was surgery time. I go out really fast. So I honestly only remember being in the first room. I don't remember going back to surgery. And then I don't wake up from anesthesia very well. So it was several hours later. And I remember just waking up in my room. But I mean, I was a little bit, you're kind of anxious, a little bit nervous, you're excited. You know, so it was all those. And then I woke up that afternoon and I actually was walking that night. I did a lap around and then the next morning I did 2 laps. So then they were like, you're free to go, which is crazy because everybody's shocked by that. But yeah, I was in pretty good shape before. So I think that really helped. But I don't know. It was just actually like a little bit nervous, but exciting. And you know, it made it worth it the next day before I left the hospital. I got to go see Jen and, you know, they were just talking about how she wanted to eat and her color looked so much better and just how much better she was that quick. And so that really just, you know, any pain I had or anything I had just faded away when I got to see her doing so much better pretty much instantly.
Right now, folks, we're talking to my friend Bethany Agee. I've known her for a very long time, all the way back to when she was in Florence, and then I had Tortillas Blanco. We were in tourism marketing college together in Dahlonega. I'm really glad to have Bethany on the show with me right now to share about her journey as a kidney donor. I think it's a great time to be able to share about this and have people consider being donors themselves. And Bethany, if you'll stick with me, we'll have another segment. I'll ask a few more questions as we get into faith and connection and recovery, and maybe even the bigger picture for those who are listening right now who might be considering being a donor themselves, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. My friend Bethany Agee is on the line with me right now. She is a kidney donor, and she did this with a willingness to help a young lady from New Hampshire. And I'm glad to have Bethany back on the show with me as she shares post-op months later after the surgery and her experience getting to know Jennifer and her family. Welcome back to the show, Bethany.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. Always glad to have my friend on the line with me here on The Mark White Show. And I'm really proud to be able to talk to you about this journey and hopefully encourage others who may be considering being organ donors. As you know, we had a young lady from Cleveland, Alabama, Kimber Mills, that lost her life. And in all that tragedy, there was significance in the fact that she was an organ donor and her heart now beats in a 7-year-old. And so I cannot emphasize enough the importance of those who are willing to give, whether they're living donors or if they choose to be donors in their passing. But what a huge testament to an individual who's willing to be a donor. And you are one of those people, and I appreciate the fact that you decided to be a donor for 17-year-old at the time, Jennifer, and help her be able to live a life in its fullest.
Yeah, I mean, my heart breaks for Kimber and her family, like just being almost the same age that Jen was and having her whole life ahead of her. And I know that nothing's going to bring comfort like having their daughter with them. But yeah, I mean, what a great testament to her and her family that they made that decision to help other families during this tragedy.
In the first segment, you talked about coming through the surgery. Jen came out of the surgery well. What was it like meeting Jennifer afterward and realizing what you had done for her?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's overwhelming to like have to know what, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain like how you feel, because it's overwhelming knowing that like you saved somebody's life. That's kind of big. And so, but just getting, you know, she's also a daughter and a sister. And so just getting to even be with her family during that time, Jackson sat with them in the waiting room and they all, you know, they got to know each other. Just, you know, seeing the relief on their faces, just seeing them actually smile probably for the first real time in a year. It was just amazing. Like it's just hard. It's just a hard feeling to put into words.
You've spoken about your Chickasaw heritage and how it's an important part of who you are. How has faith and family and even your heritage guided your heart for being such a giving person, Bethany?
Yeah, actually, being a Chickasaw, you know, Native Americans, they have a high rate of diabetes, so which affects your kidneys. Like my grandparents were on dialysis and they had diabetes. So actually, you know, donating a kidney is a big thing. It kind of ties back into the fact that, you know, it actually affects my heritage a lot. But yeah, just, you know, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus and just the goodness that he's given to me and to my family. I mean, I'm blessed beyond measure in so many different ways. And so just to be able to give in this way that was a gift from God, to be healthy enough to do it and have the finances to do it. A lot of people helped with the finances to make that happen, to take less stress off. So that was a blessing too. The Lord was just in it the whole way. I feel like with the start to finish, and even now, as how I'm recovering well, I've been able to do. We went on a mission trip to New York. We walked probably 7 or 8 miles for a week straight and did it every day and was fine. So it's been, you know, like I said, the Lord's just blessed us more than we deserve. And I'm just thankful that hopefully the glory can go to him in this situation. And so I'm just thankful for that.
Now, you were able to celebrate your 40th birthday in Boston after being a donor. Is that right?
Yes, we were there the day before we left. Was my 40th birthday. And
wow.
So Jen's family was so gracious to give us a gift card to a really nice restaurant. And so we walked down out of the Airbnb and went downtown, and we had a really nice restaurant, a really nice dinner. And we had just it was a great ending to our time in Boston. I do love Boston. It's such a fun town. And so that was, yeah. So I did get to celebrate the big 4-0.
Because of this gift that you've given, and even when you tried to be a donor before that, you've become an advocate for organ donation. What do you want people who are listening to understand about being a living donor, Bethany?
That you can do it. It is so doable. I mean, now I've heard story after story about people that have given to either family members or complete strangers. I actually know a girl in Mobile that I did summer missions with. Her family was a host family, and she was young then, and now she's an adult. And she did a kidney swap. So she gave a kidney to a little boy in Chicago, and a kidney went to her father-in-law. So even if you're not a direct match with somebody, you can do a kidney swap where you give your kidney to somebody else, and then your recipient gets a kidney from somewhere else. So it is, there are so many people that are living on dialysis right now that if they had a kidney would have a healthy life. And so it's doable. Even from, like you said, I live in Foley, Alabama. I flew up to Boston. I gave my kidney. So it doesn't even have to be somebody in your area, but I guarantee there are people, I know from watching you online, that there are people in North Alabama that need kidneys. There's people in Alabama, in Tennessee. They're all over, and you can do it. Like, it's doable. The surgery is not awful. You get, mostly it's robotic. You have three little slits on your left or right side, and then they usually do a C-section to deliver the kidney, and your recovery is minimal, not too bad. I did wait 6 to 8 weeks to pick anything else up, but other than that, I was up, moving around, doing, walking around Boston. So it's not so life changing on my end. Like, sometimes I forget that I only have one kidney. That's how good I feel most days. But it's so life changing on the recipient's end. So if you are thinking about it, you can reach out to me. There's plenty of Facebook groups. You can ask questions, but like, if you've ever considered it, please do it. It's worth it. It's life changing for a family. And I'm glad I was able to do it.
As you know, Bethany, we're up against some difficult challenges when it comes to social media, because it can be a divisive place. But in your case, in your situation, it united two families across the country. What message does that send to others about how we use these platforms?
Yeah, I'll even tell you this. So my cousin, Sarah Kate, the one that shared it, she was one of the people that we told first. When I was a match, I sent her a screenshot and I was like, hey, listen, you shared this and I saw it, and now this person's going to get a kidney. And she had actually told her grandma like a couple weeks after she posted that she was going to quit posting stuff like that because she didn't think anybody saw it. And so, yes, you're right. It can be so, social media can be nasty, but it can also be so wonderful. It's a great way to get information out there. People that need, you know, you can also donate a liver. Your liver regenerates. So there's people that need kidneys and liver, and you could be living donors for those. But yeah, social media can be bad, but like, just what you're doing on your show, you're getting information out there, and it only takes one person to see it, to step up, to do it, that changes the life. So, I mean, it just keep sharing, keep posting, like, somebody is going to hopefully see, and you never know who it's going to be and when they're going to see it. So, yeah, it's great. Like I said, we got to go spend 4 or 5 days. We stayed at Jen's parents' house. And so, we just loved getting to see, they are the sweetest people. Her dad is a cop and her mom is a teacher, and they took us all over Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. They gave us the New England tour. It was just so fun to get to, like, actually, you know, be with them. We got to go to Jen's college and watch her in a field hockey game. And I want to say last week or the week before, she actually got to play and scored her first college goal. And so from dialysis last year to playing this year, that's just amazing. And I know she's loving being a, air quote, normal college kid for a while.
For those of you who have tuned in today, clearly you can see that Bethany's story reminds us that sometimes one simple act of compassion, a click, a message, a yes, can change the course of someone's life forever. Through Bethany's gift, Jennifer Frost now has a second chance at the milestones she once missed, and both families share a bond that proves love knows no distance. Bethany, I want to thank you again for coming on the Mark White Show and just being a friend of mine, and then sharing your story earlier and getting this out there to encourage others to also be donors. I think that this is going to help change lives today.
Thank you. And once again, thank you for all that you do with sharing, you know, the needs of the community up there, because that's the other thing. Sometimes with social media, at least we know what people need. Like, so I just thank you again for doing that, so that hopefully some other people can come on here and talk about their post-kidney, either donating it or receiving it.
Happy to do it. Thank you, Bethany.
Thanks. I'll see you later.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. See ya. If Bethany's story has inspired you, I want you to go and learn more about living organ donation and how you can register at donatelife.net. Again, we appreciate Bethany for reminding us what it means to make a difference, one act of kindness at a time. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, friends, and neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities, not just in Alabama, but around the country and even the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.